USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says America is getting back to work.
We're opening up America again. 20 states representing 40% of the U.S. population have announced that they are making plans and preparations to safely restart their economies.
The Senate has taken action on another relief package for small businesses and medical aid.
Now let's just get this done. Let's move ahead and get it done for the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's frustrated by days of delays before the bill could come to the Senate floor for a vote.
This is a significant package.
Significant because it replenished the drained Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. Democrats had held out until some of that money was set aside for the smallest of small businesses, as well as funding for hospitals and for coronavirus testing. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
20 states are moving to relax some coronavirus restrictions to restart their economy. This despite concerns they may be moving too fast. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham supports the moves of his state's governor, but not those of neighboring Georgia.
What the governor in South Carolina did was a small reopening of retail businesses under limited circumstances. What they're doing in Georgia is they're reopening barbershops and tattoo parlors, and I'm afraid that's a bridge too far.
Protesters marched outside the North Carolina State House in Raleigh, demonstrating against Governor Roy Cooper's stay-at-home orders. There have been similar protests in states across the country. In Washington, D.C., nurses marched near the White House. They said lifting restrictions could put them in harm's way. They were also calling for more federal help for first responders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some good news for airline workers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
It looks like airlines will be keeping employees during the coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Department says agreements have now been reached between passenger air carriers and the Trump administration, agreements that will go through the payroll support program to keep paying workers during the crisis. That includes Allegiant, American, Delta, Southwest, Spirit, and United Airlines. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The percentage of American adults who evaluate their lives well enough to be considered thriving has dropped, USA's John Clemens reports.
That's the survey results from Gallup as they questioned 80,000 Americans as to how they rate their lives, thriving, struggling, or suffering. Dan Witters of Gallup tells us the survey was taken March 21st to April 5th.
What we have seen now just over the course of the last month is a really unprecedented decline, because we have plummeted from up around 55%, which was where we were hovering last fall in 2019, now down to 48.8% and falling.
I'm John Clemens.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.